From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. suspends Syria's ceasefire talks with Russia. A State Department spokesman cited continued military attacks against civilian targets by Russian and Syrian forces. The U.S. will continue to communicate with the Russians to reduce the possibility of conflicting counterterrorism operations. The U.S. move to pull out of the talks came hours after Russian President Vladimir Putin signed a decree suspending an agreement with the U.S. on disposing weapons-grade plutonium, citing what was called unfriendly actions by the U.S. The Pentagon says it has targeted a prominent al-Qaeda leader in an airstrike in Syria. Pentagon spokesman Navy Captain Jeff Davis said the strike Monday targeted a core al-Qaeda member. He would not provide further specifics. Media reports in the region say the target was Abu al-Faraj al-Masri, a former companion of now-deceased al-Qaeda leader Ayman al-Zawahiri. The reports says he was targeted by a drone strike Monday in Syria's Idlib province. Political leaders in Colombia are trying to decide what to do now following the unexpected voter rejection of a peace agreement with leftist FARC rebels. Its passage would have ended a 52-year-old war in the country. President Juan Manuel Santos plans to meet with all political parties. He has ordered negotiators to return to Havana, where 4 years of peace talks had taken place. Taliban insurgents are said to have overrun a sizable piece of territory in the northern Afghan city of Kunduz, that after staging a pre-dawn multi-pronged offensive. Residents say fighting in the central part of the capital is going on. This is VOA News.